Today's story is a little bit of historical and a little bit of folk lores. Once in a small village, there lived a young Brahmin boy who was born to a very poor family. His parents named him Ramakrishna. And since it was too quite long a name, everybody shortened it to Rama. A few years after he was born, Rama's father expired. His mother, Lakshmamma, took the young Rama and moved to her maternal house, that is the place where her parents lived, and the name of the place was Tenali. Tenali is in the state of Andhra Pradesh right now, which is in the southern part of our country. And Andhra Pradesh is a place where the Godavari flows. And so the paddy fields are always green, the harvests are bounty. But Rama's grandparents too were very poor. They could barely manage 2 square meals in a day. His grandfather and his maternal uncle were the priests of the Grama Devate, the Devi temple, which was after a huge river. And so, since Rama's grandparents and his mother was too poor to send him to her Gurukul to get a proper formal education, Rama didn't have anything else to do the whole day. He would play in the river. He would go with his mother to collect firewoods. Sometimes he would accompany his uncle or his grandfather to the various pujas that they were invited to. As he grew older, Rama realized that they were actually very poor. When all the young boys and girls of his age were attended the Gurukul close by, but he couldn't. And so, to escape from the so many questions that people around asked him, he started spending most of his time in a forest at the edge of his village. Rama would spend countless hours in the forest, swinging from one branch to another, climbing up the trees, plucking oranges, plucking mangoes, or plucking whatever wild berries the forest had to offer him. One day, he looks up at the mango tree and sees a ripe, sunny, golden yellow mango beckoning him. He takes a stone and throws it at the mango, which is far above his height. But the stone does not hit the mango, but it hits a swami, a sadhu, who is meditating under the mango tree. The sadhu wakes up with a start from his meditation. He looks around and sees this young boy. He realizes that he has noticed the young boy always in the forest. And so he calls Rama and asks him, "Why are you here the whole day? And who are you?" Rama tells him, "I am Rama. My mother is Lakshmamma. I come from the village close by and I cannot go to the school because my mother is too poor to send me. The sadhu feels too sad for the boy, for young Rama, and tells him, "Okay, this is what we will do, Rama. From tomorrow morning, come to me. I will teach you whatever it is that you have to be taught at this age." And from that day onwards, the sadhu teaches Rama the basic alphabets, the basic math, and all the general knowledge, the change of the seasons, everything that a child of his age should know. A year passes by, and one day when Rama comes, the sadhu tells him, "It's time for me to go, Rama. I have to leave this place. I cannot sit in a place for too long. This is the maximum, or this is the longest I have stayed in a place, and it is only because I wanted to impart a little knowledge to you so that you don't feel left out from your other friends." And so saying this, the sadhu blesses him and tells him, "I will tell you a mantra. You have to go to the Devi temple where your grandfather does his daily puja, and you have to meditate there with this mantra that I tell you and I gift you." Saying this, the sadhu gives Rama a diksha of the mantra. Rama takes the blessings of the sadhu. And on the same night, he goes to the Devi temple. He cleans up the temple, collects all the wild flowers and the fruits growing nearby, decorates the Devi beautifully, lights the lamp, keeps the fruits in front of her as a prasada, and sits down to meditate with the mantra that his guru, the sadhu, had blessed him with. Nobody knows how long Rama meditated, or how many days, or how many years. But one day, finally, the Devi appears before Rama in all her three forms: Lakshmi, Saraswati, and the Devi herself. She looks at Rama and tells him, "Rama, I am pleased with your devotion. I am pleased with the mantras you have chanted for me." And then she holds out both her hands and she tells Rama, "In my hands are the sweet bowl of wisdom, and in the other bowl is the sour curds of wealth." Rama looks up at her and he tells the Devi, "But I do not know the taste of both. How will I choose if I do not know what they are? I have no enough knowledge, nor I have ever been wealthy enough." The Devi smiles at his innocence and his wittiness And before she can blink an eye, Rama quickly grabs both the cups of knowledge and wealth and drinks it up in one single gulp. And before the Devi gets angry and curses him, he falls on her feet and asks for forgiveness. He tells the Devi, "Of what use are knowledge and wisdom to me without the wealth to make use of it? And of what use is only wealth to me without the knowledge to put the wealth to use? You tell me, Devi Ma." The goddess is surprised and she blesses Rama with both knowledge, wisdom and wealth. And as the years pass by, Rama becomes a very famous poet, a very famous author of a lot of ancient scriptures, and he also, because of his wittiness and smartness, becomes one of the nine jewels or one of the nine Mahadiggajas of the court of the great king Krishnadevaraya. Now, Krishnadevaraya was guided by people like Tenali Ramakrishna. And so he built a huge, lovely empire called the Krishnadevaraya's empire. And the capital of it is in Hampi, which is in our state, Karnataka. So next time you ever get a chance, do visit the beautiful places and ruins of Hampi and think of the knowledge, the wisdom and the wittiness of Tenali Ramakrishna.